RX Radio strives to bring messages of hope to all children, both in and out of hospital. In light of International Childhood Cancer Day on the 15th of February, we are sending out a message of hope to all cancer fighters and survivors. Today we will be chatting to different people who have been raising awareness about childhood cancer and supporting all those who have experienced this illness. So stay tuned and learn something new. RX Radio, by and for children.
Now we have an interview with Alana James, CEO of the Sunflower Fund. Alana started off her career in business and then made the move to non-profit work. She uses her corporate skills to help others and make a positive impact in many children's lives. Alana's approach is to hero individuals and share their stories, just like we do here on RX Radio. As she also says in the mega, is about people finding the power within them. Thank you so much, Alana, for doing this interview with me. Starting from before the Sunflower Fund, what made you go from business to joining a non-profit, and which one have you found the most rewarding?
So before the Sunflower Fund, working in corporate, I've always been involved in the non-profit sector. So whether that was volunteering or whether that was a corporate project working in the communities or partnering with a non-profit, I've always been really involved. To say which one's been more rewarding is difficult because they've been rewarding differently. So in the corporate business sector, all the skills and experience gained there has been so amazing and absolutely rewarding when applied into the nonprofit sector and the nonprofit space. So being able to grow our organization from a business perspective, making it sustainable, the way you engage with customers, and really that service delivery has been such a value in the nonprofit space. But the most amazing rewards, I think, comes from the success of what we do, actually saving lives, seeing the impact of our work.
For those who don't know, what does the Sunflower Fund do?
So at the Sunflower Fund, we really focus on creating awareness around the need for stem cell donors. So understanding who are the patients that a stem cell donor will save, why do you need to become a donor, and also very importantly, a lot of education and awareness is done on actually how to register to become a donor. We spend a lot of time busting some of the myths around how, you know, people think it's maybe difficult or painful or expensive. So we do a lot of education to share how easy the process is to register as a donor and how painless it is, and that it doesn't cost you anything. So education forms a really key part of our role. Really importantly, we also then go about recruiting those donors. And that includes a lot of fundraising that needs to be done behind the scenes, because every donor we recruit, we need to have tissue typed, that genetic information that will then tell us whether they're a match to a patient or not. So we cover all those costs that are related to recruiting a donor. So from education to donor recruitment to fundraising, those are some of our core activities. We also then assist the doctors in searching to find a match for their patients, and also supporting the patient and their families and the communities with education, with registering as donors, and then also to be able to support the patient. We do run a patient support fund where we can then help patients who can't actually afford.
I'm sure a lot of us have come across the bandanas with sunflowers. What is the significance of those bandanas?
So our TOPES, or our Tubes of Hope, is a really exciting product that comes out as part of our Sunflower Day campaign every year in September. And it's really exciting. It's an amazing product because it does so much, not only for the Sunflower Fund, but for our patients. So firstly, when somebody buys a TOPE, those funds, every cent of profit from the sale of that TOPE goes towards the cost of recruiting stem cell donors. Another thing that TOPE does for us is it helps us create awareness. So when people purchase their TOPE, they will learn about what it means to be a stem cell donor, how to become a stem cell donor, and always the link really easily to then register as a donor. So definitely creating awareness, and then also as a great fundraising tool for us. what's really exciting is to see that months after the campaign and even years after the campaigns, we still see people wearing our topes or our tubes of hope. And then, you know, really creating more and more awareness through the use of the products and through sharing it. So we find, you know, people might have bought a tope last year, but because we come out with new designs and a fresh campaign every year, people pride themselves in even collecting the tope. So it's become a bit of a collectible as well. So absolutely loving our topes and what they do for patients and our organization. And obviously you'll see our new tope campaign again in September.
The Sunflower Fund has been around for 20 years. What are some of the biggest achievements during those years?
Wow, our achievements for me are just, there's a long list, but I will narrow them down to a couple that excite me the most. So firstly, in typing a donor, the better quality of donor typing we do, the easier it is to see if they are a match for a patient, which means it really cuts down on the time that it would take to know whether we have a matching donor. So the Sunflower Fund was the first donor center in the world to test our donors at such high quality that we can actually tell a 10 out of 10 match straight away. So that's probably one of the biggest things that I'm most excited about that we've managed to achieve. Initially, when we recruited our donors, we always needed a blood sample, which means we needed to really limit where we could recruit donors from, and we'd always need a nurse to be able to draw the bloods and then manage to transport the bloods to the labs, which was quite pricey. And a few years ago, we moved completely to buccal swabs. So those look like little Q-tips, and we just swab the inside of your cheeks. So moving all of our recruitment to swabs has been so fantastic because people can then swab at home or at the office or at an event. And they can do it by themselves. They don't need a nurse or machinery or anything. It's just a simple swab that goes back into an envelope and off to our labs. So going from bloods to swabs has been probably one of our biggest successes. And then for me, we launched patient appeals, which is really helping patients who haven't necessarily found a match yet for us to recruit and to tell their story and to help people come forward to see if they could be a match. And we've seen such amazing success from that. And those patient appeals have done amazing things for the patients and even to create awareness in their communities of blood disorders. So the patient appeals is another sort of key success or key achievement that I think. And then really our biggest achievements for me is our partnerships. We have lots of partnerships, both locally, nationally, and internationally. And what these partnerships have done is two of our biggest achievements. One, we were able to go online with donor recruitment really quickly when COVID hit. So not being able to do face-to-face donor drives, we're now able to do all of our recruitment online. And that's a really big achievement. And secondly, we've been able to bring the costs of the service that we provide so low that we don't even charge for searching for matches anymore. And that for me is really amazing because it means that more people can search if they're in need of a matching donor. So being able to bring those costs down has taken a lot of work from our teams. And I think it's probably one of the successes that has some of the greatest impacts for our patients.
What are some of the goals you have as an organizer for the next 5 to 20 years?
So the one thing I'm always excited about at the Sunflower Fund is we always have incredibly big goals for us. For this year alone, we want to recruit 15,000 donors. It's a huge number, but we're already on track to see that number, you know, come to life. So 15,000 donors this year is a very big goal for us. We want to recruit 1 million donors in the next 5 years. And I think it's so doable if I look at the teams and the responses that we've received from the community. So donor numbers always form a big part because the more donors we have on the registry, the more patients we can help. One of our other big goals is the way we focus on our patients. So we want to see more and more patients being able to make it to transplant. And one of the things is being able to find a donor match, and that's where the donor numbers are so important. But the other thing is to look at how can we make it easier to get patients to transplant, and also how do we make it easier to recruit donors to help patients. So definitely looking at more ways that we can support patients to help get them to transplant and make the process as easy as possible.
Working at the fund, I'm sure you have come across many moving stories. How do you keep the children motivated?
We come across moving stories every single day. And the power of children, I think, is probably the biggest motivating factor. So how would we keep children motivated? For me, it's about just looking at what's currently out there by the Sunflower Fund and to look at the impact that you as children have had, how motivating you are, how driven you are. Every story that we've put out, that we've seen, you can see how parents and family and communities are motivated because our children are so driven and are so committed to being better and feeling better. And even though what they are going through is more than most adults have ever gone through in their life, our children that we meet still smile every day. And that is an incredibly powerful thing. So for me, if we have to motivate children, I would say the motivation all sits in just remembering how amazing they are, how powerful these stories are to move communities to take action. So just watch the impact that you have and the stories that you tell, how impactful and moving those are. And when you motivate somebody to take action to register as a donor, for example, they might not be your donor, they might be somebody else's donor, and you're playing a part in saving lives every day when you are probably at the most difficult time of your young life. So I'm just amazed every single day at the stories that we see and the fight that our children have and how amazing you are.
So today is about keeping children motivated and the conquerors of their conditions. What words of motivation do you have with the children out there?
I would have to say just never give up and never forget how amazing and how powerful your stories and your experiences, and have a look to see how many people, not only in your communities or in the province or in the country, look at how many people across the world step up every day just in hopes that they could make your lives a little better. I think often the patients that we've spoken to, and especially the children, sometimes they feel lonely. Sometimes they miss the things that they could have done when they were healthy and maybe they can't do right now. But I want to remind them that out there are hundreds and thousands and millions of people who make it their goal every day to try and make your life easier or better, or to be helpful, or to even just give you a smile gives them joy. And know that every single day, every member of the Sunflower Fund comes to work with the only mission of supporting you, because they're motivated by your story and they want to help. And that's how inspiring you've been. So my words of motivation is, if ever you're feeling even a little bit sad or just not 100%, or you miss the things you could have done, or you're lonely, think that out there, somebody's thinking about you in that moment. Somebody's registering as a donor because they think that maybe, just maybe, they could be the person you're looking for. There's always someone thinking about you, and there's always somebody wanting to help you and wanting to connect with you and hoping and praying just for the life that you've had, and they want that back for you.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I'd really like to say thank you to every single brave child and brave patient out there who has shared their stories with us, who have shared their story with our communities to encourage people to take action, to register as a donor, or to share the information and just help us create awareness. And then I want to thank every single person who's come forward and who is even considering to come forward and to register as a donor. So if you want to make a difference in someone's life and you think you could be somebody's hope, somebody's 1 in 100,000 chance of finding a match, I'd really love to ask you to visit the Sunflower Fund's website and become a donor today. It's such a simple process and it's so easy to do. Even now during lockdown, you could register as a donor and potentially be somebody's life-saving match.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.